welcome to the 96 Oscars. Woo! Or the Bullcast Oscars. The Bullies.
The Bullies.
Okay, we are coming at you live from the red, blue carpet.
Blue carpet. Gray. Actually, it's gray. Grayish. I'm just looking at our studio carpet.
We're supposed to be on the carpet.
That's right. It's red carpet. We got celebrities everywhere in here.
We would definitely be like Joan Rivers style.
Would we?
Yeah. Who do I have with me? I've got Nicole.
I'm here in my Dior gown, ready to go.
Perfect. And Cam, what are you wearing?
I'm in my Men's Warehouse tuxedo.
Nice.
What about you, Katie?
Oscar de la Renta. Yes. Got to give my shout out to Sarah Jessica Parker in her shoes, but then I'm later going to change into some Manolos.
Ooh, spicy.
I don't know these words.
I'm speaking a foreign language over here. Okay, so we thought we'd have a Sunday fun day, but on Thursday, because we're coming to you on Thursday.
Thursday.
So, Bullcast favorite Oscar moments.
I know mine.
If you've been a fan of Bullcast from the beginning, then you have heard this before.
It's about to get spicy.
Every year we talk about it.
We do. So, Cameron.
Ooh. I got to go to the Oscars, okay?
Okay, James Cameron.
Yes. 2014, David took me to the Oscars.
Mm-hmm.
So that was 10 years ago?
It was.
I'm still not over it, clearly.
And it was a wonderful experience seeing all the celebrities on the red carpet. It was a beautiful evening. And true story, I wore a Men's Warehouse tuxedo that I had rented. And I was so hoping someone would say, "What are you wearing?" Men's Warehouse.
And nobody asked.
No, I'm a nobody.
The warehouse of men.
Yeah, you could have like said it in like French or something and made it sound better.
Hombre casa. That's not French.
Gosh. Okay, Nicole, do you have a favorite Oscar moment?
Yes. When 3-6 Mafia won the Oscar for best song, and it's like there's George Clooney, and like there's just three guys from Memphis coming out to accept the award. It's priceless.
I'm trying to think my favorites. Recently, well, I guess that wasn't recently. It was the one you were at, I think, when Lady Gaga sang. Or was that the year after?
I think the year after.
Lady Gaga performed, I think it was Somewhere Over the Rainbow. It was a tribute to Judy Garland. That was really cool. But also, I'm a girly girl. My favorite is looking at the outfits. Mm-hmm. And I do really miss Joan Rivers. Because Joan Rivers was awesome at any of these award shows where she would just sit there and talk about what people were wearing, and then she had no filter. She did not care. She was going to tell you what she thought about it. And so, I mean, I always think that's fun to kind of look at it and look at the different list of who thinks that they missed and that they, you know.
Yeah. After every award ceremony, my mom and I used to sit down and watch, what was it called? Fashion Police or something with Joan Rivers, and they do a best dressed and worst dressed of the thing.
And her daughter was on it with her for a while. Mm-hmm. Yep.
That was fun.
The specific Academy Awards event that I went to, it was a good one. Not only was it the Ellen DeGeneres selfie one with all the celebrities, but it was the one where John Travolta introduced
Adele Dazeem.
There were a lot of highlights.
Was that also the pizza one too?
Pizza.
I don't think that was the pizza one.
Okay.
Oh, where they got pizza delivered?
Yeah.
No, I don't think
so. That was someone else.
Ellen was a great host, though. That's before she got canceled.
Yeah, Joan Rivers probably would have been canceled 1,000 times.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, probably. Yeah. And again, if you remember back to our episode of Keeping Up with the Joneses, then remember all these people that are talking about what they're wearing. More than likely, they do not own these outfits. They are renting the jewelry. They're renting the dresses, the shoes, the suits. They have somebody who is wanting a celebrity to be seen in that, so then they can then go and sell more outfits.
We talked about that last week with Blake Lively at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So are you up to date on like Zendaya's outfits at the Dune 2 premiere?
Dune,
she had like a body armor on
or
something.
So her stylist is named La Roach, who's like big into the industry. And he said, "Honey, we don't borrow, we buy." So that's Zendaya's.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I know there's some celebrities that'll do that. They're like, they want to buy it. They want to have it. I think it's always, you can tell the newbies to the red carpet because they have like, oh, I got this, you know, from my store back home or something like that. And then there's always the fillers at the Oscars where people are dressed up to the nines, but it's where you pan the crowd and it looks like it's full. And so if a celebrity goes to the bathroom, then they want to fill that spot. And I think that would be a really fun, like,
that's
just
what
to
Cameron
do.
Cameron did, right?
He was not a filler. He had a seat.
Very back row. My back was to the very back of the building, but I was in there breathing the same air as Brad Pitt.
You were in the room where it happened?
Ooh, I was about to say that.
Room where it happened. The 96th Academy Awards will be on March 10th this year, which is just a couple days away, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
3 days. And the host is...
Jimmy Kimmel.
Justin Timberlake's best friend?
Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, Fallon. Yeah. Sorry. The other Jimmy.
I don't really like Jimmy Kimmel.
He's fine.
He doesn't do anything for me. I feel like they could have gotten a better host.
Before we roll through all these lists, I think the most important category is Best Picture. I think that's why everybody watches. It's the final category mm-hmm. of the night. You want to roll through the nominees for this year and their box office gross.
Okay, so number one on this list, Barbie, $1.44 billion.
Second to that, Oppenheimer, which, you know, Barbenheimer was a thing. They made $957.6 million.
Wow.
I loved Oppenheimer. That's my number one movie of the year.
It was incredible.
But my second movie of the year is three on this list, Killers of the Flower Moon. I just watched that, and it's really good. $156 million.
I still need to catch up. So I've got a couple more days till the Oscars to catch up and watch this.
Killers it's long. It's 3 hours.
Okay. Poor Things, $94 million.
That looks like a cray-cray movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently it's about to come out on Hulu.
Okay, so check
it out
there.
I think it's coming out right before the Oscars, so maybe we can all watch it before
Perfect.
The Oscars. Next on the list is The Holdovers. It made $26 million.
Starring Paul Giamatti. Mm-hmm. Great actor. Next one is Anatomy of a Fall. I haven't heard much about this, but in the other awards shows this past year, it's been on there.
Yep. Zone of Interest, $11 million. I have no idea what this one is.
I can't remember which one, but one of them is a French movie.
Okay.
That's one of those. Next on the list is American Fiction. It made $8 million. My cousin just saw this, and she said it was really good.
And wrapping up the Best Picture list, Poor Maestro with Bradley Cooper. He is just not going to win this year.
I know, and it's...
He went all out, and he is just promoting himself, and nope, not getting any love.
Nope.
Because Oppenheimer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so as with any good awards show or big pop culture thing, what's the controversy? Because there's always, you know, who's getting snubbed, who's not getting enough attention. So obviously, Bradley Cooper, that's something that's not on this list, but feel so bad for him because I haven't seen it yet. It's on my list to check out. Looks like a great movie, but for some reason, it's just, you got to almost kick yourself as you're making these movies because of who are you up against. And historic views of all the movies that have been up for Best Picture, if they were in different years, would they have won?
Right.
Because it's always who are you up against? And that's where obviously Barbie and Oppenheimer really embraced the Barbieheimer and like really the merging together of that, but knowing they are hitting two totally different groups of people.
Yeah. And I just feel bad for any filmmaker who's making a film and then they see Christopher Nolan's releasing a film around the same time. He will always make the
Nolan's,
best movie.
Scorsese.
But this would be his
Spielberg.
First Oscar for best director,
yes.
right?
Big surprise. Yeah.
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 And I will say, I just read this, that they pushed the Dune 2 premiere back so that it would not compete with Oppenheimer.
Yeah. That's,
I want to say it's supposed
smart.
To come out a year before, but they pushed it back.
Yeah. I mean, you've got to almost do that. And that's where, think about all the work that goes in behind the scenes. You're like, this is the date we're going to release. But you could have two different power horses happening at the exact same time. And then it's like, it's a race. Who releases first? When you see them release, it's like, oh, what do we do? Do we still go and have our run at it? Or, you know, do we hold off like Dune did?
The women got snubbed this year. Specifically from the movie Barbie.
Well, two of the women did. American Ferrera is up for Best Supporting Actress.
Nobody cares about her.
And I'm just, Ken will be performing.
Wow. And Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, Ryan Gosling is up and he'll be performing a song.
I just feel bad for Margot because I saw Barbie. It was fine, but she gave it her all.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how she didn't get nominated.
Crazy. And then Greta Gerwig, the director.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think articles have come out. Everybody was upset that they didn't get a nomination. But Greta, at least I've seen, has said, we're nominated in other categories. Our songs, right. Ryan, America,
probably,
you know, costumes,
set design,
set,
I would assume.
Yeah.
Everything. I think it's a screenplay adaptation or something like that. So she's like, we are getting nominated. We are in different categories. Yes, we're not in every single one of them. But
I think it's a lot has to do with it being, you know, director is always a male. So seeing female representation is important. I see Cameron rolling his eyes over here.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
Yeah.
The future is female.
Well, and I'm probably going to get canceled for this statement, but I liked Barbie. Barbie was good. I don't think it needs to win Best Picture.
Oh, no.
Compared to Oppenheimer, I think Oppenheimer, and I haven't seen Killer of the Flower Moon, but I think Oppenheimer deserves Best Picture. And the acting that was in that, I mean, yes, Margot Robbie did excellent. America Ferrera, everybody in Barbie, Greta, everything did wonderful. But it's almost like, how can you compare Oppenheimer and Barbie? Really, how can you compare those two and be in the same category? Because I think, yes, Barbie is excellent. Costumes was amazing. So every aspect, every detail was in that movie. But when I think about the historic best pictures, best movies of all time, Oppenheimer way outweighs Barbie.
La La Land. You didn't get the joke.
Remember that whole debacle?
I know.
Yeah.
It was what was that movie?
Moonlight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was so awkward.
I've also realized a long time ago that I don't always necessarily agree with the critics. I think that there is the difference of what the critics like, because there was that weird Bill Murray movie like a while ago that won that was just very odd. And so there's been some really weird ones that have, but that's the thing is the movie industry is wonderful. It fits different people's taste and you don't have to love the best picture. But if you're comparing these two, is Barbie going to be one that more than likely I'll watch more often when it comes on the TV and I'm like, oh, I'm not going to change the channel. Barbie's something entertaining I can have in the background while I'm doing stuff. Oppenheimer is going to be one of those that if it comes on, I don't know that it's necessarily going to be my like, oh, it's on my background, you know, watching that happen. But it may be when I make a point to sit down and be like, I haven't seen this in a while. I want to watch Oppenheimer. So that's why it's so different to compare those. But yes, I agree. Greta needs some love for this because she did an incredible job with this. And so does Margot.
Yeah, I'm going down a tangent here, but the Oscars is definitely my favorite award show of the whole season.
Yeah.
But it's kind of exhausting watching all the award shows because there's politics involved and it's always the same winners, except here and there. But like The Bear won everything, which I love. I love The Bear. But you've got these people. And so poor Bradley Cooper just knows he's not going to win because there's just a track record throughout the year.
And it's it's a constant reminder. Oh, here's another award event. I'm not going to win.
You never know, because last year, Jamie Lee Curtis won nothing but the Oscar for her. And what was it? Everything, Anywhere?
Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
Yeah,
that won everything.
Yeah,
but that was a big one.
She was never like, she was never going to win, but then she ended up winning the Oscar. So
what's funny is we were actually in London, what was it, June of this past year? And they had, at one of the palaces, they had a whole exhibit of all these gowns. And a lot of them were different ball gowns and stuff that had been worn at award shows. Blake Lively's Met Gala dress was there. And there was a Katy Perry outfit. There was all these different really cool dresses. And I remember hearing people that were not from the States. They were true to England. Couldn't really picture the accent exactly. But they were talking about the award show. And they're like, what's the Oscars? What's the Academy Award? Is that the one where they all sit at the table and just get drunk and then get awards? Like, what is this? And it was very interesting how this is a very American thing. And there's a group of people, at least these ladies in this event, at this exhibit I was at, kind of looked at it as they're just giving superlatives to different people and they wear dresses and get dressed up. And one of the events, the Golden Globes, they get drunk and sit at a table. The others, they're sitting theater style. I'd never heard it explained that way, but I was like, you're not wrong.
It's so true. And I was talking about how the award season, it's kind of exhausting political wise, but it's also exhausting watching these actors just like celebrate each other. It's kind of a nasty feeling you get after watching it for a while.
Yeah.
So I always had these high hopes for the Oscars. And by the end of the evening, I'm like, I am so done with this.
Only like,
is that
watching,
just me?
No, I like to watch when people I want to win. Other than that, I get mad.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And you were right about sometimes people getting surprised because at the SAG Awards, Pedro Pascal beat out Succession dude. Yeah. Love it.
So the other controversy is the Iron Claw Zac Efron snub.
I personally wrote that one.
Did you?
Because they got snubbed.
Zac
Efron
see this.
Put his whole life into this role, and he was amazing, and he got nothing to show from it.
I've heard great things about it.
It's a wonderful movie.
All right, let's roll through the list. Best actor in a leading role. First, Bradley Cooper in Maestro.
Colman Domingo in Rustin.
He is so good. I haven't seen that movie, but I love him as an actor. Next on the list, Paul Giamatti, The Holdovers.
Cillian Murphy from Oppenheimer, and he will definitely win. There is no question about it.
Yeah. Jeffrey Wright, American Fiction. Best actress in a leading role?
First on the list, Annette Bening in Naiad, which I don't know what that is.
Next, she will win Lily Gladstone from Killers of the Flower Moon.
Sandra Hüller?
It's a French name. That's the French movie, Anatomy of a Fall.
So I'm sorry, Sandra. I don't know how to pronounce your name in French. Sandra Hüller.
Carrie Mulligan, Maestro.
And Emma Stone from Poor Things.
You know, they've been going back and forth, actually. Yeah. So I hope Lily wins, though. Best actor in a supporting role. First up is Sterling K. Brown in American Fiction, which was a surprise, I think. He hasn't been nominated for anything else this award season.
Robert De Niro from Killers of the Flower Moon.
RDJ, Oppenheimer.
I think he'll win it.
Woo! Yeah. I mean, even though he wasn't in it that long, just like, wow.
You know, I still haven't seen Oppenheimer.
Oh, my God.
I know. My Ken, Ryan Gosling and Barbie.
I'm just Ken.
He's going to...
I think Cam's our Ken in The Office.
He does have a hoodie that says, I am Kenuff. So.
Yeah. Stella uses it all the time. She wears it. I don't know how it fits her. And Mark Ruffalo from Poor Things. Best actress in a supporting role, Emily Blunt from Oppenheimer.
Gosh, she was incredible.
She may get that one. She's been winning this one, hadn't she, at all the other award shows? Who has?
No, it's been Devine Joy Randolph from The Holdovers.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
She's going to win.
Yep.
Danielle Brooks, The Color Purple.
America Ferrera from Barbie.
Yep.
Jodie Foster from Naiad. I haven't seen Naiad, but I did just finish the True Detective season with her, and she's phenomenal as always.
Of course, she'll give me another name.
It's Devine
Joy Randolph, The Holdovers.
She just won at the SAG.
Yeah, she's won everything. She's going to win.
Original song, The Fire Inside, Flaming Hot,
that's
Diane Warren.
That one's not going to win.
I haven't heard much buzz about that one, so that one's not in the running.
See, it's so true. There has to be buzz or you lose.
Yeah.
That's just what it is.
It's a campaign. It's an award season campaign. You've got to then get a lot of buzz about you.
Do y'all watch American Idol?
I used to.
Yeah. Abby and I watch it, and it's so true. As a contestant, if you don't have buzz from the judges, you're not going to win. It's kind of unfair. I know it's up to the public to vote, but the way the producers film you and stuff, if you don't have that spotlight on you, people aren't going to vote
for you.
If
you don't get a story, then you're not going to make it.
If you don't get a good cut, you're done for. It's the same with the Oscars.
I'm Just Ken, classic from Barbie.
And we will see that live in 3 days.
Yep.
It Never Went Away, American Symphony, John Batiste.
What? Y'all, I got... What... What is that?
Try it.
A song for my people. Wazahazahi.
I think that's pretty good.
Wazahazahi. I'm sorry. I am not trying to be insensitive. I'm trying not to be insensitive, but I do not know how to pronounce that. That is from Killers of the Flower Moon.
Okay, the clear winner in this group is going to be Billie Eilish's song, What Was I Made For, from Barbie.
It makes me sob. It makes Abby cry every time it comes on.
It's too much. Pretty. Have you seen the music video?
Yeah.
It'll hit even more.
Yep. Okay, interesting facts. Oscar statuette. Winners don't actually own their Oscars. They must sign an agreement to first offer to sell it back to the Academy for a dollar if they ever wish to part with it.
Interesting.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, that's so you don't see it in a yard sale, or if a celebrity does not have a great financial advisor. Here we go with finances. If you don't have a great financial advisor that is advising you when you get this great big amount of money for your Oscar win and continue to get great business and you have to sell your Oscar, you got to sell it to the Academy first.
I've heard they engrave the nameplates on the spot there for you. Have y'all heard that? I've heard that too.
Okay, yeah.
They do videos of it.
Yeah.
There's an interesting fact that is inside this interesting fact.
Okay.
I was doing some Leap Day research, and what was her name? Hattie Brown, I believe, who was in the Gone with the Wind. She was the first Black woman to win an Oscar, and apparently it's missing. Her Oscar is just, it's a missing Oscar.
Oh, no.
Nobody knows where it is. They might have found it now, but apparently it's just kind of gone missing, and there's a bunch of research done on, like, Hattie's missing Oscar statue.
Whoa.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I always think about the First Wives Club, the original one, Goldie Hawn. I know there's like a new one on Netflix or something, but she's got her awards and stuff, and Bette Midler's always giving her crap about, ooh, your awards, your Oscar, blah, blah, blah.
That was a great impression.
I beat Meryl.
Cost of the ceremony. The 2024 Oscar ceremony is estimated to cost around $57 million, with a portion going toward the red carpet, celebrity appearances, and the overall production. I guess celebrity appearances would be when they pay
the presenters.
I guess they pay them, do you think?
I would imagine.
Yeah, and because they have special ones, they may pay them. And but it's also probably just having, I mean, celebrity appearances. It could be just special guests, things like that. Ryan Gosling, I don't think he's getting paid to do it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think he is. I don't think they get paid to perform.
No.
I wonder what they mean by celebrity appearances.
Well, it's kind of like, you know, Barbra Streisand got the Lifetime Achievement Award at the SAG. I wonder if they had to, like, pay her to come out on stage.
Yeah, maybe so.
You know, everybody was, like, sobbing their eyes out when she came out.
So, diversity. The 2024 ceremony features the highest percentage of women nominees in 3 years, representing approximately 33% of the total nominations.
Mm-hmm.
The future is female. I will say, speaking of diversity, I feel like Asians, Asian Americans, Pacific Islanders, they're really being noticed now.
Yeah.
Did y'all ever see Beef?
No. I know it won a lot of awards.
Amazing show. And it's been winning a lot. And that is a almost fully Asian cast. Last year, you had Everything Everywhere All at Once. So yeah. they're finally being recognized.
And I think it goes through flows and different things in the movies.
There's one that wasn't on this list, I realized, called Past Lives. And it's also an Asian, it's got an Asian lead in it.
Yeah.
And I've heard it's really good if you want to have a good cry.
Yeah. So obviously with the Oscars, it's kind of like the Super Bowl. There's going to be lots of commercials that are going to be attacking your viewers, trying to get your attention from this, from what people are wearing. There's going to be a lot of consumers that are going to be selling dupes of these dresses and these outfits. And where can you get Margot Robbie's earrings and, you know, Ryan Gosling's shoes?
They're going to say Margot Robbie's ears on the black market.
So this is a little funsy episode for y'all. Just talking about the Oscars, obviously, the entertainment industry is huge for our economy. We saw from our episode we talked about with the shutdown and the strike and how things are very delayed and we're starting to get more movies coming out. And, you know, some of those could have been like Dune that delayed coming out because of the Oscar and awards season. But I think we still are going to see the effects of the shutdown. And it'll be interesting to see the 97th Oscars and see kind of what's actually in the running and if we're going to have some big names like this where it's really close. But, you know, wrapping it up, this is some incredibly talented people. I'm very thankful for all these great talented people, directors, costumers, musicians, actors, all of them, because they keep us entertained and help us have the little escape from our everyday.
You go. I was going to say, I think we should end by giving each other an Oscar.
Oh.
Like a superlative?
Like, yeah, like a superlative.
What is our Oscar?
Well, Katie would be like, I don't know, Best Pink Award or something.
Best Pink Award.
I wasn't expected to be put on the spot.
You came up with the idea.
Nicole's award will be Content Queen.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll take it.
Say yours would be like supporter. Like you are just like
I'm in the supporting role.
You are a supporting role.
Oh, I meant it as a good thing.
Yeah. So she wins 2 awards?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Cam is
best production.
The mastermind in production.
I'm just Ken.
Yeah, no, he is definitely winning for best production. You know, audio visual, branding, behind the scenes, all of that.
I love it.
Katie is best picture.
Oh, thanks. Because I look at the big picture.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pink award and best picture award.
The pink award was just me trying to say something.
Yeah.
Y'all were staring at me.
Nicole gets content queen and supporting person.
I think I should get like best meme award too. Yeah.
Can we just throw out that this is great, healthy conversation and debate to have because we know what conversation and debates are coming soon.
Oh, man. In November of this year, it will be hell on earth.
Well, it's going to be starting a little bit earlier than that.
Oh, well, yeah, but...
Starting tomorrow.
Hopefully no storming of the Capitol this year. Or I should say next year.
You were going to say something, but I interrupted you.
Well, Katie was saying she was thankful for these people on this list, and I was just going to say I'm thankful for Christopher Nolan for being alive because his movies are great.
Agree.
No! There's a closing bell. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us for yet another episode of Bullcast, the podcast. If you like what you heard and you'd like to hear more, please go to bullcastpodcast.com. There you can listen to the episodes, you can suggest a topic, you can shoot us a line, you can do a lot of things there. We also have social media. I think the handles for all of those are Bullcast Podcast, except for Facebook, which is Bullcast The Podcast. Katie, Nicole, me, and Court all work at a place called Pickler Wealth Advisors. If you'd like to learn more about us and our boss, David Pickler, you can go there. That website is picklerwealthadvisors.com.
That's advisors with an O,
not an E.
Guys, I think we gave everyone the full breakdown of the nominees and the categories, and now everybody's prepared to watch. Watch these actors praise themselves into eternity. For now, I'm Cameron.
I'm Katie.
And I'm Nicole.
Bye-bye.